Yes. Longcat Media presents Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. Chapter 22.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric. Welcome to the latest installment of my audiobook, come fortune-telling podcast, come topical news show now. I was supposed to release an episode yesterday, and I didn't, because I took to my bed with rage-induced swooning, didn't I, Bernard?
Yes, it was very dramatic.
Very dramatic, very unpleasant. I suffer from chronic rage swoons, you see, and yesterday was very testing.
Sometimes you can be knocked out for 48, 72 hours at a time, can't you?
Yes, and I barely remember any of it. I just come in and out of consciousness. And yesterday, occasionally, I would swim back into full awareness, only to hear more about the dangerous moron Dominic Cummings.
Ugh.
And that would send me into yet another swoon. Oh, we have international listeners who may not know or care about British politics. Lucky you. Oh, hello, Romania!
Oh, yes, the Romanians, they're very into this, aren't they?
We're very popular in Romania.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So what I say to you, why not write in with your own criminally incompetent politicians and I'll read their fortunes.
Ah, wonderful.
And it's a chance to learn about other cultures.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so that's what we're doing with Cummings today. We're going to read his fortune. But as a palate cleanser, I will also be reading the fortune of friend of the show, JRF, who lives in Edinburgh.
You shouldn't say their real names, should you?
Oh, no. No, you're right. Okay, so what do you suggest?
What should we call them?
Not JRF's.
WD-40.
WD-40. Yes, yes. Or we could use the police alphabet.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Juliet Romeo Foxtrot.
Oh, well, there's a name. The romance in that.
Juliet Romeo Foxtrot.
What's our name in alphabet, police alphabet? So Bernard would...
Bernard would be Bravo.
And Magenta?
I can't remember what M is. Maroon. Let me look or it something.
Oh, actually, it's Mike. Mike?
Mike?
Where's the romance in that?
Is that really the police alphabet for M?
Mike.
Not even Michael?
No, just Mike.
It's incredibly informal.
I suppose
isn't
it could have been worse. It could have been golf.
Yes.
That's the another.
Yes,
letter,
golf.
Isn't
yes,
it?
if you're grey.
Or uniform.
Is that why? Is that you?
Yes, yeah. Uniform. Well, what else could they have picked? I suppose they
unicorn.
Could have picked an un.
Why did they go for unicorn?
Unicorn. Yes. Now that
it rhymes, it sounds almost identical, and it's much more exciting.
I think they just. Do you think they did this very quickly? Didn't they?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure.
Although, what sort of, was it? One person, I wonder, because what sort of person in their head has Juliet Romeo Foxtrot golf uniform going round? You know, they're from very different semantic worlds.
It sounds like one of those police exercises that they do, you know, to sort of see if you're a psychopath or something. What word associations and so on.
Yes, well, the police don't have a marvellous reputation, do they?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, we're already getting very political, aren't we,
dear? We are. There's no avoiding it, Bernard. We live in interesting times. Anyway, so JFK asked us, what shall I have for tea? The calibre of the questions, Bernard.
What shall I have for tea?
Yes, unfortunately, they seem to think that the ether, the supernatural, the other side of the veil gives a shit about what they have for tea.
Well, shall we find out?
Yes, although let's do Cummings at the same time.
Oh, yes.
Cumming at the same time. That used to have positive connotations, didn't it? Not anymore. Anyway, so for Cummings, I reckon we ask, when will we be rid of the odious Cummings?
Ah, so yes, okay, question. Yes, yes.
And the other one is, and what will McFoxtrot have for tea? Muck, because they're in Edinburgh, aren't they?
Yes.
McFoxtrot.
Yes, all right, yes.
All right. So, and what tea are we talking here? Are we talking the 1980s version of tea, fish fingers and chips?
I think so, yes. I assume it's the...
Or the 21st century Pinterest macaroon sort of tea.
Yes, I don't think we're talking about high tea. I think we're talking about quite a sort of, you know, bog standard good grub.
I don't know, because McFoxtrot wears more bejeweled caftans than I do.
That's true, actually, yes.
They seem to be a bit of a macaroon.
Hmm, maybe let's combine the two. You know, some fish fingers and macaroons,
yes,
or something.
Although that's, we've just answered for them, haven't we?
Maybe we don't need to.
We're supposed to be asking the ether.
Well, let's see.
All right, let's just ask the ether. Right, we're doing bibliomancy as usual. So which one should we have? Should we have, I just picked up Timothy Ferris, The 4-Hour Body. I feel like that's very Cummings.
That's very Cummings, isn't it? Yes, he would be the sort of man who would dip into that book.
Yes, and this book is written by a maniac.
Yes.
So, right. Okay, so...
Should we ask Maggie about what to have for dinner? Or for tea?
How about we ask both of them and we try and figure out which question they're answering?
All right.
Okay, so give me a number, Bernard.
60.
60. All right. And line number?
Let's go further down a little bit. 10.
10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right. Ooh, well, it's about eating, so there we go.
Is it?
Entries often written long after eating. The photographs acted as an instantaneous intervention. Oh, no. This is one of those...
Oh, is this one of those awful books about not eating?
The maniac Timothy Ferris doesn't think you should have any tea, but then... That's exactly what Cummings would say, wouldn't it?
He'd
go, I want to have something nice, Cummings. And he'd go, well, you can't.
Yeah, but I can because I'm different to you and better.
Yes, exactly. Let's ask Maggie, sod Timothy. Right, okay, so 60.
60 and 10.
Unless that one was actually in response to what will happen to Cummings.
What, he won't get any tea because he's been...
A naughty boy.
A naughty boy.
60.
That would be...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She also appeared in the London premiere of Our Town and A Streetcar Named Desire. She played Eileen Hubble in Laurence Olivier. This is more than a line. This goes on a bit. It's just, it's another list of...
A list of all of the... This book is basically her extraordinary CV,
isn't
it?
It's just name dropping, really.
It is. Just page after page of production.
I'm not sure that tells us very much either. A Streetcar Named Desire. Let's think about...
Does Blanche eat anything?
Laudanum, I think.
Laudanum.
I think your fistfuls of
cigarettes
Vicodin, probably.
Yes, yeah, pills.
The equivalent of the time. So there we go. There we go, dear...
Laudanum.
McFoxtrot. That's what you should have for tea.
Vicodin and cigarettes and laudanum. Well, you'll certainly forget about a few. You'll forget about Dominic Cummings.
Dominic Cummings is almost certainly on a few... Well, if he's not on a few mind alterers, then he's had a terrible accident. And he's also incredibly stupid.
Maybe it happened when he was doing his 30-minute drive to Barnard Castle with not being able to see properly.
It wasn't just his eyes going funny, was it? Right, has that answered the question? I feel like we haven't really...
I feel like we've sort of dodged the question.
That was a bit weak, wasn't it? Shall we... Maybe we should ask... Okay, we never go on to the other book. Let's ask the other book.
What, Laura Palmer?
Yes, well, she's the Secret Diary of Laura Palmer.
She's always the most obtuse of all of them, though.
Well, that's no surprise, is
Where's
it?
David Lynch?
But then the ether is obtuse. So,
well, let's see.
60...
So 60 and 10 were the criteria.
60 and 10 down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The rat wanted to hurt me. I just knew I had to do it.
Oh, is this...
Well, that's coming.
I mean, that's definitely... That's Boris. That's a confession.
You know what that is? Yes, that's the infighting. Can you imagine how toxic it is?
What, at number 10?
Yes, because they don't trust each other, do they?
Of course not.
A den of absolute fiends like that and they're all having group hugs.
No, and they're all terrified of coming, so none of them can bear to sack him.
It's going to be one of those horrible sort of like shallow grave sort of psychodrama situations where they all end up like sawing each other's limbs off
or something. He's a sort of Iago-like character, isn't he? Whispering in people's ears.
I think that's crediting him with far too much intelligence.
If Iago was sort of a bit silly and arrogant and...
It's just... Think of the stupidest boys in your class, and yet who had an inordinate amount of self-confidence because their mummy has told them they were special. And that's our government.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Eat
more
the
like,
rich.
More like the New Zealand lady,
yes.
Jacinda.
Yes, she's good, isn't she?
Yes, I like her. Let's see what Maggie says about her. Give us a number.
Let's go right from the very beginning. 5. Page 5.
5. And another number?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4. Younger dowager, non-stentorian, and with the bloom still on.
There she is.
There she is.
Maggie hits the nail on
the
head.
What the hell is stentorian?
Stentorian?
Like a stent. Like one of those things that Brian May's had put in his heart.
Oh, yes. Or like
he just had a heart attack.
Cross
Brian. Get well soon, Brian.
Oh, yes, get well soon. Is it like a cross between one of them and like a centurion? Like a Roman?
Oh, yes, non-centurion. That's probably what it means. So she's not gladiatorial.
No, she's
she
not.
Just she just gets the job done.
She
without,
gets things done. And
without stabbing people with tridents.
And people like her and she values life.
She's still got the bloom on.
Absolutely.
Mm. Right, well, there we go. That's pretty clear. I hope we've helped you out there.
JFK or
yes.
WD-40 or...
Yes, that's it. Shall we get on with the book?
Yes, let's read the book, shall we?
Right. Now, last time in the book, I just introduced the bad guy on page 137.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you know what? I didn't feel that... I can't do another voice. I'm doing all the voices here. So, Bernard, I want you to do the voice.
Oh.
Of Sheikh Fizier.
Oh, well, if you're sure you can trust me with that, then I...
Well, I'm not, but let's have a go anyway. Oh, so, okay. It's up to you what voice you do. Just don't do anything that's going to have letters written in, all right?
Oh, well, you did him as a scouser before, didn't you?
Yes, and the Liverpudlians can take a joke, can't they?
Oh,
they're
yes,
a nice
they're often funnier than the comedians on stage, they say, don't they?
Here we go. Music, chapter 18. Oh, yes, but we'll do the bit before, because it's a bit confusing. Okay, so I'm on the phone to Sheikh Fizier. Do the last line of 139.
Yes. Yes. It's not Sandra.
A masculine voice growls aggressively.
And if you want to see your husband and daughter again real soon, you better listen up good.
Do, do, do. And then chapter, oh my God. That's what the next one's called. I beg your pardon, I say, chewing on a mouthful of biscuit, wondering who the crank is. And then I drop the remainder of the bourbon, because in the background I hear a familiar sound. Bernard, in distress. Oh, I'm not saying that I'm familiar with the sound of Bernard in distress. That would be very odd. We don't have an abusive relationship. Or as if Bernard's in a constant flap about something. No, no, no. I meant that I'm just familiar with Bernard's voice. Obviously. Although in this instance, you're Sheikh Fizier, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
How confusing.
How confusing and ironic.
But the fact that he sounds as if he's in distress makes me drop my biscuit. Dave gobbles it up at my feet, cheerfully oblivious. Magenta, I hear Bernard shout in the distance. Is this confusing? Should you be Bernard as well?
Well, I'm
yes,
not sure.
Yes, let's have you be Bernard as well.
Oh, all right.
I know I'm introducing this a little late in the day.
Yes, we've suddenly introduced a full cast.
Well, never mind. Off you go.
Magenta!
I hear Bernard shout in the distance. Yes, this is rather dramatic. I like this. I feel dizzy. His voice seems to spill out of the phone line and echo around the house. Chilling it is. Is that Bernard? I snap, feeling sick. Who is this? What's going on? I swallow the biscuit down with difficulty, bile rising in my throat.
This is Sheikh Fizier,
the voice growls. Sheikh Fizier? That sounds familiar. Wasn't he the bloke who gave the painting to Derek all those years ago?
I knew your first husband, Magenta.
Well, that answers that. But isn't he... Can you be a bit more threatening, Bernard, as Sheikh?
It's quite hard to do a threatening scouser.
Well, just...
They're quite friendly people, generally, aren't
they? No, there's plenty of sort of edge. Just increase the amount of phlegm or something.
All right, I'll dig deep.
Right. Go on, do that line again.
I knew your first husband, Magenta.
Okay, we're getting there, I suppose. But isn't Sheikh Fizier supposed to be dead? The voice continues.
And in fact, it is mainly about him that I want to be speaking to you.
Why have you taken my family? I say shakily.
One might ask in return, why have you taken what belongs to me?
A bit. The Sheikh barks unshakily. You got to bark this.
One might ask in return, why have you taken what belongs to me?
Oh, that's much better. Well done, Bernard.
I'm finding it, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Well, you used to be in a band, didn't you?
That's
so you
true.
Do have some performance chops on you.
I do.
It's Bernard.
Me. Magenta!
Bernard keens again, and yet again his voice reverberates around the house. It almost feels as if he's present, as if he's with me, as if our mystical connection is so profound that even distance cannot separate us. Or as if he's shouting from another room.
We're in the living room,
Sheikh Fizier says.
Why don't you pop in and say hello?
Doom, doom, doom! That's the end of that chapter.
Yeah, that was a rather short chapter, wasn't
Should
it?
Should we do another one?
I suppose we better.
How long is this one?
Oh, it's quite long. Oh,
no,
it's very long.
It's very long.
I don't think we can do this. We've done quite a lot of stuff.
All right,
we'll
that'll do for today.
Nice cliffhanger, shall
yes,
we?
Yes, yes. All right. So, keep listening. Yes.
Madame Magenta was created and performed by Lindsay Sharman, with Lawrence Owen as Bernard. Music and sound design by Lawrence Owen. Artwork was by Claire Lafarre. You can follow Madame Magenta on Twitter at Madame Magenta UK. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can support it by going to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. That's ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. For more information about this podcast, as well as our flagship drama series Mockery Manor, please visit longcatmedia.com.